Wednesday, November 3rd. The president spent the day at the EOB office with no set schedule. He had me over there virtually all morning with Kissinger, Ehrlichman, and Ziegler in and out during the session. He spent the first part of the day following up on yesterday's local election results, primarily calling the winners, including Rizzo in Philadelphia, who apparently, although a Democrat, is totally for the president, and in effect told him so. The president told all of them that we want to work with them, and that Ehrlichman would be in touch with him to set up the ways of doing so. He wants to be sure we pound home the fact that the mayor races prove for our political strategy that the place for us is not with the Jews and the Negroes, but with the white ethnics, and that we have to go after the Catholic thing. He had a number of follow-up items for Mitchell. He wants to be sure that he doesn't let Lane Duanell debate McCloskey in New Hampshire. Wants to be sure that we cover Loeb in advance if we move on releasing Hoffa. Wants to go ahead on an announcement of his candidacy, but in the lowest possible key, with Ziegler just handling it as an announcement in answer to a letter from up there or something of that sort. Kissinger was in, first of all, disturbed about the fact that the SALT delegation's putting out some stories because they're concerned that the president's going to scoop their initiative with his Moscow trip. The president told Henry to tell Jerry Smith that the president is greatly disturbed about these stories, that he's going to hold the delegation responsible for any of them, that the worst thing we can do is make concessions, that we have a great problem now with the right-wing concern about the Soviet buildup, and the president must personally approve any changes in the negotiating position. We then talked about a number of trips. The president has the plan now that 2 weeks after he gets back from China, he'll go over to Japan and Australia to fill them in. Also, that in December or late November, he'll have a state dinner for Willie Brandt in Miami, a two-day visit, also a two-day visit in French Guiana with Pompidou, and those two hopefully will force Heath to accept a visit which we'd set up in Bermuda. All of these in addition to the Latin American heads of state meeting he wants to have in Brasilia. He said to see if we can work out with Heath a plan where he might go sailing in Heath's new boat. That's a big deal for him. Also, got into with Ziegler and then Henry the question of Henry's press activities. The president feels that we've got a problem because Henry wants to talk to Johnny Oakes of the New York Times. And the president turned him off, so he wants us to work out a strategy, which we finally developed, and he outlined to Henry. That is that Henry should not surface on television until after the China trip, when he'll go on prime time, but we need a careful plan as to how to set it up, and probably do it on the basis of a three-network deal. In the meantime, he wants him to plan a two-day visit to New York next week or the week after, to meet the editorial boards of the three networks separately, with the Washington Anchorman included, and also to visit the editorial boards of AP and UPI. The rule on the New York Times will be that he will not meet with the editorial board, nor will anyone else, but will use Semple and build him. On the LA Times, we work with Kraslow, and on the Washington Star, he's to see George Sherman separately. Henry obviously didn't like this plan and didn't like having it discussed with Ziegler there, probably with me there too. He came into my office later and said that he didn't buy this idea. He's obviously still furious because he thinks he was set up on the UN vote thing, and he's obsessed with that and doesn't buy these things as apparent attempts to turn him off of it. Later this afternoon, we had a meeting with Henry and Haig and Finch discussing Finch's trip to South America and working out the details on that, which seem to be falling together pretty well. We got into several discussions on cabinet replacement. The president's still trying to figure out a replacement for the attorney general and doesn't feel Kleindienst can do it. I suggested Cap Weinberger, which has him very much intrigued for the moment. Also, we're still trying to zero in on Stanz's replacement. President feels we should move hard on getting him to leave now or as quickly as possible. Our recruiting group and screening candidates have come down strongly in favor of Earl Butz. So I'll try that on the president tomorrow. End of November 3rd.